This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everyone? You know what it is. It's the Affair After Show. We got so much to talk about. Everybody's trying to leave. People are trying to stay. I don't even know. It's getting crazy, but it's going down. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, hey.
Bring in the techno.
Yes.
That is
a. We got lights at the bottom.
We got lights at the bottom.
Can't see it. You can't see them.
We can see them.
I mean, see my little shadow here.
I like this version so much.
I know.
Good suggestion, everyone.
Sink back into the ocean.
Sink back into the ocean.
I think we can do this all night, guys. Yeah. All night. This is it. This is the after show.
I think this should be a segment. This should be a special segment.
The beatboxing.
Oh,
the beatboxing.
100%.
Who can sink into the ocean better?
It will always be different.
Right?
Yeah. That's my thought.
Oh, man. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It's your boy, Lim Gonzalez, and we are talking all things The Affair. We are diving deep into this episode. Things are moving along nicely, and we appreciate it. We're going to break it all down. Next to me is the amazing April Wisnett.
Oh, hey. What's up, y'all? I'm just raising the roof tonight.
Yeah. Raising it.
Because we got two birthdays.
Do it. Exactly. Ooh. The birthday girls, ladies and gentlemen, Allison Dean. Nadine, it's all the Eanes' birthday.
All the Eanes are here for July. Happy birthday, girl.
Right.
There it is, our sound effects. I love it.
Like it. Check.
Oh my gosh. All right. So we got to talk about the show.
Yeah.
So you see how they're doing. They keep doing it every single episode. But I like how they're giving us more information.
Yep.
I do like it.
Do you think they did this episode? Because I don't.
No, I'm talking about the beginning. How they
the opening scene.
That's what I'm saying. How they do that. So they keep adding to layers of Allison missing. Obviously, Noah Cole and Anton are still searching for her. We do hear the detective who basically was on the case that we saw in season one, overlapping in season two, which is really dope. I think that's fresh to kind of see how that's going to be played into. What do you guys think about the episode as a whole?
I was kind of bored. I mean, I understand the backstory, but I understood that we needed backstory last episode and the episode before. But, like, I kind of want something more dramatic to happen. I understand we're going to have a big kabam at some point, but give me little boom-booms every now
boom
and
booms.
Then.
Give you some more boom-booms. You know what I mean?
Give me a little bit more boom-booms. Like, if this was just, like, when she fell into the boat, when Allison fell into the water off the boat, I was like, oh, there's my boom-boom. And then it was like, no, I'm just going to float now.
No.
And it's like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, I don't wish craziness or harm or drama for any of the cast members, because I love them all, but also, come on. This is
you just
show.
Want some more boom
Let's
boom.
Get some boom booms.
Okay.
You also said it was depressing, right?
It was a little depressing. Yeah, I had to walk up and leave for like 4 minutes of it. I got some popcorn because they were doing that whole therapy session and I was feeling it too. And I was like, I don't want to think about the ocean either. Like, it just got deep. Anyway, maybe I'm just dramatic, guys. Let me know. But
all right. What do you think, April?
I kind of felt the same way. I thought actually the biggest tidbit that we did get was when she fell into the ocean and she looked disappointed that he didn't come in after her immediately. But I just thought, what did we gain from this episode? Not much, really.
Okay, interesting. I think that we got to know more about Ben. That was my take from the episode.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like we because did. Ben is an integral part about this season, because we know that him, or basically Allison's disappearance has something to do with Ben, right? And we see
we
that.
We for sure know that? No, we think.
I've that's implied.
Oh.
I think
is it
that
implied?
I'm taking that.
Okay.
I think I implied it to episode one.
And he was he did it. He did
it. No, but I mean, the fact that he keeps getting brought up in that beginning segment.
Right. Yeah.
And so, and we know that when they're giving this the backstory, we know that he's a little crazy.
Yeah.
We know that he's married with two kids.
Mama
and he hasn't told her yet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's hiding something. We also know that, you know, I mean, we got a lot from him this particular episode, I think.
Yeah.
So I feel like they were just kind of laying the groundwork more for his character.
And for all characters, I think. I think we were getting a lot of groundwork this episode.
Okay.
You know, even with... I mean, just everything going on with Allison.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think it was just like more just of the groundwork being laid. Same with Cole and just whatever the weird situation between him and Louisa is. It's just like.
I think we did get some more with Louisa, which I didn't realize that she was hurting so much. You know, this was such an important thing for her to get her citizenship. And she feels basically, she mentioned that she doesn't feel like she's really part of the family. She feels like she's his
hired help. Yeah,
hired help. Which. No one wants to feel that way, especially if you're someone's spouse and this is your family. And I think her definitely what she wanted to get from Allison, I think is ridiculous. I do think that. What do you think?
I totally agree with you, Lem. Okay. I was. Yeah. I mean, to ask any mother to willingly let someone, I mean, even if it is only on paper, which I don't agree that it would be only on paper, I think that there's a lot more cogs in the machine where, you know, surprise, surprise, oh yeah, look, you signed this, so you definitely can't see your daughter anymore. You know, like, I definitely think weird things could happen if she were to sign a paper like that. So no, I thought it was all... not cool.
But I think she's doing that as a last resort. I think she's doing it just for an attention thing from him, and she did get something that she wanted.
She definitely got attention. Yeah.
I think that's it. I don't think... at first, I thought it was actually something that she genuinely wanted to be a citizen. She wanted to escape the fear, and I think that's a part of it, but I think the bigger part is she wanted to feel like a whole. She wanted to feel whole with their relationship, and there was always something missing. She always thinks that he's thinking about Allison, about other women, whatever it may be, and that's why she's so quick to say, yes, go find yourself, and I'll be here. If that means you coming back and us being okay, because you leaving is not going to get me a citizenship. Like I was saying when we were watching it, I was like, him leaving isn't going to change the fact that you're still an illegal. It's going to be the same exact problem, but that's maybe not what she actually desires. Maybe she's okay with living in that fear if she's comforted with the relationship surrounding it.
Well, Emily Bates in the chat says she wants to feel needed. And that's very true. Like, who doesn't want to feel needed? And she clearly doesn't. But I'm like, she has felt this since before they were even married.
Yes.
So why make the moves that she did?
Yeah.
If she always felt this way, maybe she, I'm sure she
obviously thought it was going to change.
That it was going to change, that it was going to be better. But it's just like, I don't know. It just, it seems like, to me, it doesn't seem like a last resort. It seems like she thinks, okay, I know these are the facts. I know this is what I have to have in order to gain a citizenship. And it's almost like the most ridiculous of all.
I'd like her to consult an attorney that deals specifically with citizenship issues. And I'd like that to come into the fold before we know that this is the only option.
Right.
I'm not convinced that this is the only option.
No, because why would... first of all, it's just ludicrous. I understand, like, okay, that's your... if it is her only option, why you would at least ask it. But it's also like, what... person in their right mind is going to be like, okay, sure, I'll sign to say that I'm an unfit mother, because then that's just going to, that could come back her in the future. And then it's like, oh, but wait, you signed this.
Exactly.
That's why when Cole was like, I'm going to bring over the papers for the selling of the lobster roll, I was like, ooh, it's going to be like underneath that.
Oh,
she's not going to know.
Oh.
It's just going to be a signature.
That's
gonna
deep.
Sign there,
April.
I know. I thought that for a second, but I guess that's not happening because he's going to be on a walkabout. So.
But that's why.
Oh my God, I didn't even think
he's going to be on a walkabout. I can't even sign it. But that's why I think it's the facade, is that how ridiculous of an ask that is to have her re-sign it over is just not because she actually really wants or needs that in order to gain the citizenship. It's because she wants to see how much Cole loves her.
Yeah.
yeah. loves her it's over Allison's uh-huh. feelings. And that's why he failed that test and he came home and she was packing her bag. That mm-hmm. was another test. What are you going to do now that I'm packing my bag? I think all of these are tests. And I think in the beginning when they did have sole custody and it was her idea to give custody back to Allison 50-50, it was because she thought that maybe that would do good for all of them healthy-wise. Yeah. But honestly, it just made, I think, Allison and Cole closer in her opinion. Mm-hmm. So I think it is still a facade. I don't think she was actually real or genuine with it. I think it's just all an act. Mm-hmm. I think she wants something more than she's going to get from him. And that's why she's so quick to do the walkabout.
Well, I mean, it's just very clear that he does mm-hmm. still love Allison.
Yeah. Who doesn't? We all love her.
I know, right?
I think I thought the scene with the mother was especially with Cherry.
Well, yeah. I want to talk about that because do you really feel like he loves Allison or do you think that he, I mean, like, obviously he loves Allison, right?
Yeah.
This is the mother of his child, right? They have history. They've been married. Do you think that he loves her? Or do you think that he's in love with her?
I think that he's in love with her.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really? You all think the same thing?
I think it's not black and white. I think there's so much gray with that love that's there. It's just something
gray
where it's a gray love. And we should create a song about that. We could do something.
Gray love.
It's a gray love. But it's something that I can't even put into words now. It's just she'll always have a hold on him. And I think a big part is because they lost something so special to them. Uh-huh. There's a bond there that'll never be unraveled.
There's a lot of bonds.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There's so much stuff with it. As much as like he doesn't want to be in love with her, he doesn't want to, you know, I mean, he'll always love her, he doesn't want that, but it just keeps happening. Right. And I think that's why he's quick to leave also, to figure it out.
I think for him she feels kind of like the comforts of home, you know, just mm-hmm. all the things that they've been through together really and have survived and like still come out of it better people almost. I think in that way, I think he's just cosmically drawn to her.
Yeah.
And I think she to him, and I think they just both try to repress it. I mean, it's obvious. Look, they just had another kid together.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those crazy things. There's like this inherent chemistry that exists between the two of them. And I think as they get older, it's going to be something that they clearly recognize.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I feel like, you know, as we're talking about this and seeing how things are playing out this season, I feel like if there is an affinity for each other, I feel like there's more of affinity for Cole with Allison than Allison and Cole. I feel like with Allison, I feel like she's definitely trying to move on. We see her with this Ben character, right? Which we know is going to be a focal part of this season.
Right.
So I feel like that there's more so on Cole's part.
But I think that's because Allison's trying to respect the fact that Cole's married to Louisa.
Yeah, he already moved on.
So you think, oh, well, okay. And then, said,
yeah.
But the fact that she does respect, Cole also was married. He should respect his wife. But based on, you know, everyone's account, he's like, oh, I still have feelings for her.
Well, we can't forget that Allison essentially made the move on Cole at the end of last season. Basically said, like, I love you. What's up? And then he married Louisa. So that to her, of course, when someone, not that she was fully like, be with me, mm-hmm. but I mean, she kind of in a way did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, when someone tells you no or when mm-hmm. someone marries someone else, it's kind of like, okay, well, let me fully move on.
Right.
He definitely seems more attached to her, but I also think it's because, you know, he loves her, but he like hates this part of her also. He hates this part of her that did these horrific things to him and that blames him for all these things. And, you know, we could go on, but I don't know.
I'm just like, it just seems like there's going to be many more seasons now.
Yeah, there's so much more that can happen.
Well, I mean, I think, and we talk about this all the time, but the writing is really good on the show because it's very layered and it leaves room for interpretation. It's not on the nose.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's definitely very much implied, certain things, especially when you get into like this version, this person's version, how it coincides, who to believe, what's really true. Mm-hmm. So I will say, though, I did like Noah's... what is it called when you disappear on something?
Skype.
No, not Skype. But
how old are you, Lavis?
No. Skype. I know Skype.
What are the kids saying?
I'm talking about I'm talking about, you know, when someone appears like for a quick moment, cameo.
Cameo. Okay, gotcha.
Noah's cameo.
You mean Skype?
There you go.
You mean on FaceTime?
On FaceTime. Okay, his cameo.
Okay,
because
like
none of these
cameo.
Were his version,
okay,
right?
You're right.
So I'm saying he appeared.
You're like,
on
thank
Skype.
You, writers, for giving us a little bit of Noah.
I was thinking the same thing, though. It was nice to get just a little hint
of Noah. Mm-hmm. But it was really dope. It was really endearing.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, yo, I got a gift card for you. I'm sending it for you and Joni.
How do you feel about that, though? But how does that, like, like, I don't know how I felt about that. Like, I hey, I'm great in Cali. About that. I'm gonna buy you a ticket. Come. It's like
I felt great about that.
It's unhealthy. I know that you love them together.
Like, I'm grinning from ear to ear.
And I was gonna say to you when we were watching, I was like, how happy is April right now that they're talking together?
But you know, I really actually wasn't. I was a little like it seemed a little forced, but it could have been because I thought it did, but it could have the first part anyway. But when like Joni walked away and they joked about it not really being his kid, but he raised her for 2 years, I was like, okay, I see a little something. But then the fact that he, now of course he bought it for her and Joni because he wants to see Joni again. Uh-huh. Right. I'm like, there's always going to be this thing with them. Just like or the same reason lonely? That there is for...
Exactly.
He's lonely and Helen's not giving him anything out there. And so he's going back to what he's attached to.
He's apparently not lonely. But I don't he's even, hooking up with Principal.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and I don't even think... Different. And I don't think... I think if he was really out to just get and hook up with Allison, it would have just been, hey, Allison, come out and visit. He didn't have to invite Joni. But the fact that he was like, yo, I want you and Joni to come out. I'm in California.
You ever sweet talked a girl before? That's what you get to the daughter, you get to the mom.
Let me tell you something.
Come on, that's what you do.
Listen, listen. I have faith in Noah right this second, okay? Yeah. That his intentions are pure. That's all I'm saying. And I like the fact, because up to this point, we haven't seen him, you know, anything with him and Joni. Like, nothing has come up with them, too. Yeah. So the fact that he brings it up, and you see him Skyping, and he's like, hey, I did, you know, she was my daughter for 2 years, and him wanting to come out. He's in California. Like, you know, he's starting a new life.
He's
and
kind
so,
of being a stand-up guy. Like
this exactly.
Kid, this kid that he hasn't seen in forever, he wants to see this kid that he, this kid that he raises.
Not
I don't think I'm not, so. I'm not saying a new life.
I'm not saying it's solely because of Joni. Like, I think he obviously wants to see Allison as well, which is more of my point. Like, because they will always have this, like, connection that neither of them can just seem to get past. But like, even when they're with other people... There's always this like underlying thing, but I don't know.
But they moved apart. You're 3,000 miles away from each other for a reason. I mean, like he had to go, and maybe it wasn't because he wanted to leave her. It was because fate happened, and he had to leave. Now let fate just go its course. You don't have to keep bringing in the past like that when the
unless
past
it's
is
true
always.
Love.
Oh, girl, I know. I believe in that too. I just can't see it for this.
I feel like he moved out there to be close to his family.
100%.
Right? He moved out there to be, otherwise, he would have stayed in New York. If he was being a selfish prick, he would have stayed in New York.
Yes.
He moved out there to be closer to his kids. He's trying to do his thing. Mm-hmm. That being said, him extending the olive branch to Allison and giving her this gift card, I don't know, a gift card for air flight. Yeah. I've never heard of that. But
I want one.
Whatever.
It's a Visa gift card, basically.
Maybe. Okay. Sure. But to basically like come out anytime you feel like it, I'm in California, I would love to see Joni, you should come out and visit type thing. I really feel like it's in a regular, I mean, I feel like it's in a good place.
Yeah.
I feel like it's coming from a good place.
I forget about how they actually ended. Like the ultimate, I mean, I know there was the book and then him cheating, but then her cheating and then whatever. I don't remember them being like, okay, I'm getting a divorce. Did we just skip that part? And we just knew that they weren't together anymore.
I forget the specifics of it, but I think it was all of that combined into one of him no longer being the father, about all of that stuff happening.
That was kinda the last thing I remember, like, coming to a head.
Well, and then jail and all that stuff. Was,
that'll do it to you.
Isn't that funny? We all, not forget, but, like, yeah, he was in jail for a while.
That's why he doesn't know, he hasn't seen Joni in so long.
Right.
Because he was in jail.
That's crazy. You both know, everyone here knows, that I was Team Noah and Allison forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now... I'm not feeling it anymore.
Well, because they haven't seen each other in two seasons.
True. But they don't need to. But there's, like, weird stuff going on, you guys, where, one, I think that this Cole Allison storyline, I think that they're going to come back to each other at some point.
I think so, too.
Perhaps this is a prediction. But, and I kind of feel like, based on everything going down with Vic, I kind of feel like maybe Helen and Noah... We're going to come back together on some level.
You think the couples are going to come back?
Well, because look at
what
was going on with when she was in
prediction.
When she was in therapy, the doctor was like, you know, making her think about love and like who she loves, and she was like maybe kind of questioning her love for Vic, but I think in her mind she was thinking about Noah.
But that's all Helen. I don't think Noah.
But I think Noah could get there, because I think Noah's still, like, you know,
anywhere.
He's the English romantic, like, he can get there. I don't know. I'm just, I don't
know.
Okay,
they got a divorce
Season 8.
They got a divorce to get Joni back, Emily Bates says. They got a divorce.
You're so right. They did, because they had to, because Noah was unfit because he was going to prison.
Mm-hmm. I remember that now. Thank you
for that.
This is why our fans are the best ever.
Fans are the best. All right,
especially
Nadine.
When we're having brain farts.
Yeah. We need you to talk to us. There's something
talk to you guys.
On a sheet, and you need to speak about it right this second.
There's just so much happening here at AfterBuzz. Yes. I want to make sure everyone's aware of it, because as you guys love us and tell us what's going on when we forget, I want to tell you guys what's going on in case you don't know or in case you forgot what's happening. So, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve fans than us. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow as well. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, which we all are, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments and we will thank you on air. April's got the chat up and she has the comments up and she definitely will. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. Thank you guys very much, as we just proved that you guys do help us out a lot.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Best fans in the world.
Yes, the affair.
All right, so I want to talk about this Ben guy, right? Because he was all over this episode, right? In both versions, right? He has showed up. He showed up, I dubbed it the breathing conference, because there was a lot of breathing going on.
That's
right?
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Just take it in. Oh, deep breath. Oh, okay.
Can we do this? Can we like test this out and post it like on Instagram or something?
We should.
See if something comes of it.
I thought they were hypnotizing each other. Yeah.
No one else and are going to end up together.
It's a legit thing, 100%.
I'm sure it is.
It's a legit thing.
Yeah.
Maybe not how they were necessarily doing it, but it's, but a lot what they were doing, yes. I mean, obviously they were doing it.
How beautiful is that, though? If something like that actually does help.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We look at it and we're like, oh, really? Just moving your eyes side to side or thinking? But it puts you in a state. Like, I listen to this sleeping app sometimes at night, and it says, it goes, okay, close
sleeping
your...
app.
Yeah, it's like when I can't fall asleep, right?
And so there's a sleeping app?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Lam.
No, I'm serious. I have no idea.
There's an app for everything.
There's Skype. There's also Skype.
You know what? Whatever. Anyway.
Skype's anymore.
So this woman, on the voice, right, when I'm trying to sleep, she's like, all right, close your first eyelid. Now close the eyelid over that eyelid. Now close the third eyelid.
Wow.
And I do that, and I
that
close them.
Out.
And then I actually feel like I'm more of a deeper state, but just trying to close, going deeper down into like a sleep REM. Anyway, that's like something I've experienced. So I look at this stuff now and I'm like, yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
Like doing the palm stuff, doing the eyes back and forth, whatever it is, it gets you into some type of zone of clarity.
All I know
and
is I have two sets of eyelids. One set of eyelids.
No, you have three, boo-boo.
I
trust
have three sets of eyelids. I didn't know that.
Three.
We're dealing with some alien stuff over here.
Right.
I'll send you the link tonight. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, please do. Because I'm like, I just have one set of eyelids.
Yeah, but
and
no, but
when
I get it. I understand how that could be a thing that helps you heal or get into a kind of a zen state to understand stuff.
Okay.
I thought it was such a bad idea, whenever they decided to pair up with one another.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, because how is it really going to work?
Right.
This is terrible.
Right.
But they had to bring them two together. There was a reason. I mean,
I understand
they had to
why
find
they did
a way to
a
bring
show,
them two together. Sure.
But I was just like, this is such a bad idea because they've already had this awkward... you know, like sexual conversation at the little diner or whatever they were at, and now they're gonna go into
the depths
that,
of their trauma.
That's a terrible idea.
Right.
I mean, I understand it was a way for them to show, oh, okay, hey, you have a son, or you know, as soon as she said my son, he was like, okay. But yeah, I mean, clearly it was a little much. But then whenever they were on this boat ride, it led to even more in-depth conversations, and she just straight up was like, yeah, I cut myself. Yeah, also I tried to kill myself. Almost like a little nonchalant. And I thought it was like maybe she's okay with saying all this stuff because it's like he's been through so much. He's not going to be freaked out by this. Or almost like let me give him all the bad stuff up front and see how he reacts to it. And he kind of handled it almost a little too well.
But it's almost too like... when we met him the first time and they went out for coffee and he said to her, like, I don't know why I'm telling you all this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like,
she was throwing it right back at him. Well, I don't know why I'm telling you all this stuff. It's like they're just whatever.
They're both open with each other, feel comfortable. But did you guys find it weird that he was there? Like, when you saw him there, I felt like, oh my God, serial killer, why are you here?
He actually is stalking her.
And that you're the one guy, like, only one or two people ever raise their hand at stuff like that, and you were one of them. Like, I get it's TV, but, like, still.
They are in the same field.
I just thought it was so weird.
I mean, it was, but...
I mean, it made sense for what needed to happen for the sake of their relationship.
Of course, yeah.
And I get it. And also, they have also, both of them, endured very traumatic things in their life. And so I could see when that's the binding force, right? Mm-hmm. When you meet someone that has a similar situation, like if I meet someone, let's race, for instance, that was in the military, I instantly have a bond with them because I can talk about, oh, you're in the military? Oh, where? What branch? Da, da, da. And you start this whole thing of like, oh, that's dope. Mm-hmm. So I think with them and their characters, because we know that they need to come together, mm-hmm. that this brings them together. I do think like the whole, you know, kumbaya breathing thing was a little and touching the palms. It was a little too much. I will say that. But I think it needed to happen because it was like she was starting to talk about her son that had drowned, which is something that she definitely does not like to talk about. It's very taboo. And then we see they leave from there. And then he's like, hey, let's get on a boat.
Yeah.
Let's do that. And
she's
like,
fear.
What? Right. She's like, what? Because I failed. So let's get deeper.
Yeah. But you know? Felt close enough with him to be able to say yes to that.
That's right. True.
That's the thing, though.
That's
true. And the touch and all that stuff and how uncomfortable it is. It was a section, not sexual, but it was a touch.
Intimacy.
It was very intimate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it brought them even closer together. Together. And that's why she went down a rabbit hole of somewhere else that she didn't want to go to because she felt that closeness.
Right.
So I understand where it's from. I just think the intentions on the other side, just because I've had this feeling, and I'm probably wrong about it, but whatever. I just think that there's something malice going on his end.
I want to say this. Alexander Porter in the chat said, I love Ben's I'm stalking you joke line. On the surface, it seemed like a joke, but I'm pretty sure he actually is. Too coincidental for them both to be at that conference.
Thank you very much. That's what I'm saying. It's weird.
I definitely feel like he is. I'm not negating that.
Yeah,
I think that
I know.
He's definitely, but I think he, and he said it to Cole when he ran into him, right?
Yeah.
At the AA meeting type thing, right? And so he's like, yo, I met this girl who, you know, I really feel. You know, he's talking about her and he's like, in the last 10 years or what have you. So, and then when they run into each other again, in his version, you know, he acts like he doesn't, you know, oh, nice to meet you. He said for the sake of, you know, Joni.
Yeah.
But Cole, like, definitely was like, yo, son, what's up?
What's going on?
You're married. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, yeah, da, 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 da. But I really feel like, so I feel like he does have an affinity, obviously, for Allison. And I could definitely say that, yes, he may feel some kind of way and this is somebody. And Allison has that way about her. Mm-hmm. She definitely has that magnetism. You see the guys, you see how she's done with Noah. She's been with other guys. Like, they like, oh my gosh, who is this woman? You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to worship her. So I get that. But at the same time, the fact that he's married and has two kids.
Which is a bombshell, by the way.
Right. It was huge. And then I don't care if it's not going well.
Yeah.
You're still married, homie. And so the fact that that is all going on and they've had this intimate discussion.
Oh, yeah.
She poured out herself to him, jumped in the freaking ocean, and then he jumps in after her and they're floating there and you can't tell her that you're married?
Right.
Get out of here.
You had plenty of time.
Exactly.
I think what's the weirder about that is how he acted in the AA meeting when he's like, so I've felt this way about drinking, you know, I woke up this morning really wanting some Coke, whatever. But then he says he met Allison, or he's like, I met this woman and it was so amazing. But then he's like, and you know what? It made me want to drink. And that's, it goes like against the conversation that he and Allison had in that diner where he was like, I want to meet someone who, you know, isn't going to want to make, or doesn't make me feel that way.
It's
the opposite. She's not making him feel that.
Right.
She's not making him feel that way. Maybe he feels this closeness because she just has this way about her of making people feel like they're the only person that they're speaking to. And, you know, the when you're in a big room full of people, but like you only feel like it's that person. It seems like she makes people feel that way often. But I thought it was just odd because I'm like, okay, you're saying this in on the outside with just the two of you. It does seem that you feel that way. But then in the AA meeting, you were like, oh, no, I wanted to drink. And then I woke up this morning wanting Coke, which is just a part of addiction as well. But
he also seemed like two completely different people, right?
So yeah, definitely.
He was definitely
hard, some guy. Uh-huh. And then in Allison's life, and in even, I don't, well, in front of Cole, or maybe it's just in front of Allison, in any situation that Allison's involved, he is just the happiest man that you've ever seen.
Do you think it's because when we see him with her, it's through her eyes and her perspective?
No, but think of Cole's version, though.
Yeah, right? So Cole's version is different. Hard. So Cole sees him differently. Maybe that's the issue. Maybe we don't know because we're seeing him through two separate people and through two separate.
No, I'm saying ways so when Cole sees him at Allison's place, was that Cole's version or Allison's version?
Are you talking about which one?
When Ben was picking up Allison Cole's for the version. Date.
Right. Oh, that was Cole's version.
And in Cole's version, he was like, hey, man, nice to meet you.
But he was also sketchy, though.
He seemed weird.
Yeah. He did? He went up to him and he was like, no, wait, you don't understand my marriage. Don't, like, kind of, like...
Yeah, but he still seemed like...
He seemed shady to me.
The nice version of the weird guy. Whereas in Cole's version, it was just straight up, like, you're a depressed person. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're very...
Yeah, see, eternal. I still got that when they met up at the house there. I still felt that way, and I think that's why we're kind of seeing that switch in personalities, because we see what she wants to see in him, and not that horrible side, I guess.
He's got a change in personalities going on for
sure. Something happening for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sees him as this, like, almost, not angelic, but this very, like, hi, how are you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in Cole's version, he was definitely a little, even though at the in the AA meeting, way different, but at the house, you know, still nice, like, hey man, nice to meet you, but it was a little, like, sharper, a little, like,
well, he was trying to disguise, he didn't want to give away.
Cole, and he was putting everything together,
absolutely.
Different, but we can't also forget the fact that he's not supposed to be dating anyone for however many years, and
five months,
kissed her on the boat.
Who knows if that's even real? That's what I'm saying.
I think
who
it's got to be kiss? Real.
No, his kiss. Whole story of he can't kiss anyone, even if he has a family.
Bullshit.
I don't know. Right.
Lies. I don't personally know a lot about, you know, the 12 steps, but I've heard many times that you're not supposed to date anyone for the first year.
Okay, but wait, but he's married.
Oh yeah, but he's married. I forgot. Oh yeah. So he is permanently dating. So
like, when you're in the program, do they tell you to be abstinent with your wife?
I don't know.
They may, but he kept talking about dating because he's not open about having a wife. That's why he refers to it as dating.
Can somebody chat?
He's not having it now. Maybe he's not. But then he also says that the reason why he got so depressed was because he could only drink to have sex with his wife.
Yeah.
So it was a whole thing that sex was causing an issue, and now he's not having it, and it's, I don't know
but
what's going on.
But being with Allison also made him want to drink. So
you're right about that.
I will say this. Just, I'm not defending Ben at all, but just giving perspective to his situation. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's obviously married. He's not happily married. He probably wants to get out of the marriage. And when he talked about in the AA meeting, I think that he was really sincere about that. He's like, yo, my marriage is really over.
Sure.
But I think he's in it because he has children and he probably can't get out of it right now. And then he runs into Allison and he's, you know, they are have similar backgrounds as far as what they've been
through. She's like, here we go again.
Exactly. Yeah. And so he's drawn to her. And I feel like he does, you know, care about her or has attracted her, obviously. But we'll see later. Because the story, and we see this at the beginning, that there's something with him and her disappearance.
Yeah.
I feel like he is involved in her disappearance.
I'm so excited now that Cole knows. I'm like so excited.
Yeah. I know, because I was wondering how he would, because in the car scene we see him, what about the guy she's been seeing? What about the Ben guy? What about, you know, what was he doing? Does he have an alibi? But I also, you know, it's a little obvious. It's a little like, there's this new character who has a troubled past, who's married. Hmm. She doesn't know. See, this is a very big difference between Allison and Noah and now Allison and Ben. Mm-hmm. Because Allison did know that Noah was married.
That's true.
But they just had this crazy connection, you know, whatever we'll say. They had this crazy connection, so they just couldn't not do something about it. She does not know that about Ben. So it's going to be very different. She's being lied to.
Uh-huh.
And... in the, you know, he said at the beginning, it was never obvious. Like, he said, okay, my marriage is in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure, I can't think if he said to Allison, my ex-wife, or I was married.
Yeah, I want
to
go back and
whatever.
Look, too.
I'm not sure what he said. But, I mean, I think, obviously, it would have come up by now.
Correct.
If he was, like, talking about him being married.
Right.
So it's going to be a whole different scenario. Clearly, there's something throughout the rest of the season, so he must not tell her anytime soon.
But the one thing I do find commendable is that he did go to a meeting. Like, we didn't need to see him actually go to a meeting if he was faking a lot of stuff or whatnot, but, like, he did, and he actually went. So he is dealing with demons that he has on a genuine level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the only kind of side of him. I'm like, okay, I get it. I understand it. I'm not so harsh, because, like, okay, you did do something. You're out of town. You didn't need to go do that. You felt a certain way. Mm-hmm. You went. Yeah, shitty that Cole was there to listen to that and everything that happened there. But also, I don't hate him as much for going. I'm still shady as heck about him. There's something else going on there. But I don't think he's a full-on liar.
Okay. Mm. I mean, he is full-on lying. But
yeah, but I mean, different parts. You know what I mean? Like, he's bending. You know what I mean? Sure. Like, he's not saying he's an alcoholic and not actually an alcoholic. Right. Not saying he has issues with drugs and not. You know, he's going, like, at, you know, in a different part of town to go and deal with his issues, which is great. You know, it's commendable completely.
But how does he make those trips so often? Like, he's like, I gotta go to Hicksville or whatever he said. I literally think he's at Hicksville.
He did.
And then, like, next day he's back in Montauk. I mean, we don't know the timing-wise, obviously.
Where is Hicksville?
Which brings up something really good. Stephen, news and gossip, please. That's what we're doing right now. So, speaking of Montauk and this whole layout, we know that Montauk is a real place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I did find out yesterday, I talked to the matriarch of AfterBuzz TV, Mariana Menounos, and she's a huge fan of our show, and she watches it with the patriarch of AfterBuzz TV, Kevin Undergaro, her husband, and shout out to them. And they have been to Montauk and have been to the real-life Lobster Roll.
No way!
What? Yes.
Is it owned by Cole?
And Allison there! Are they married? Kevin Maria, what's going on?
What? I can't believe you kept that.
That's so crazy.
Yo.
Did they eat lobster at the Lobster Roll?
They did eat lobster at the Lobster Roll.
Did they film eating lobster at the Lobster Roll?
I can't believe they didn't tell us about this.
That's great.
Yes.
That's
so fun. They've been... They said it's really dope.
I think we should find out if the Lobster Roll will dry ice and, like, ship us some lobster rolls for our final episode.
I'm Googling that right now.
I think they'll just ship drama. That's all we've gotten from the Lobster Roll.
Right.
Is it actually called the Lobster Roll?
She said it's called the Lobster Roll.
The Lobster Roll. That's amazing.
Look it up.
Well, we should do a family road trip.
That would be dope.
Let's go.
No, we shouldn't.
We'll stop in Hicksville. Exactly. And we'll also go to Montauk and we'll get our lobster rolls.
Exactly. But I think it's dope. Like I said, to find out that this is a real place.
That is huge.
And that serves, you know, food. And, like, obviously that this show has done their homework.
Right.
As far as, like, location scouting and, okay, Montauk. Because when I remember first getting into the affair, I was like, yo, Montauk, is this real? And I remember Googling on my own, like, is this a real place? Where is this place at?
Right.
And then looking it up and like, yo, it is a real place. You know, it's out on the East Coast. Outside of New York.
The menu's amazing.
I have a friend who's from Montauk, actually. And so I always see, like, snaps and, like, Insta stories of, like, her in Montauk. And she goes home, and I'm like, oh, man, I have so many questions. Also, awkward. I'm not going to just be like, hey, how's Noah?
Is he your cousin?
What?
Yeah. But I think that's really dope.
That is great.
I think that's really dope.
That's a great piece of trivia. Yes.
Absolutely. So let's get right into predictions. Let's do that.
I'm looking at the menu up.
And it just
I'm
looks
like, what
really
are we ordering,
good.
Guys? Yeah. Yeah. I predict we're going to order something. Lobster rolls.
Mussels is
for
on
real.
The menu.
Yeah. Plump mussels.
Plump mussels.
Yeah.
Seafood nachos. Okay, stop. All right. I don't know about
a seafood nacho, actually.
Yeah,
guys, look up the menu and let us know what you would order, because when we do our road trip, we're going to order it for everyone.
For everyone. We're going to eat it.
Let us know in the comments.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, Nadine, what do you think about going forward?
Going forward, I mean, my head is in so many places, but also in the same spot I was episode one. There is something going on with Ben. I called that from the beginning. There's no reason that there would be, you know, crazy missing report, Allison, and then, ooh, new character Ben. It's, you know, there's something there. But also, maybe I'm wrong, because this is just also my mind being indecisive, because maybe it's just the writers wanting me to think one way and not the other. Mm. But I'll stick to my guts and I'll stick to my guns that there is something fishy with Ben.
Fishy.
See what I did there? See what I did there? And wait, what was the name of Cole's mom's Sherry and Cherry's fish farm.
Hilarious.
That was
Sherry
amazing.
Sherry and Cherry's fish farm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that hopefully, I hope by next episode, at least we're going to be halfway through the season, that we'll see what actually happened. What's the big kabam? What's the boom that we're going to get?
Boom.
Yeah. And that way we can figure out the solution for the final half of the season. That's what I hope for, and I hope that I predict that accurately. Mm. I think Cole is going to get himself into some trouble when he's gone, and I think when he comes back, I don't think that it's going to be as happy moonish that he hopes, like what happened with his parents. I don't think him coming back is going to be as, you know, cherry and beautiful as his mom and dad had it. Good luck to him, but I don't think it's going to work.
Okay.
I actually agree with that part. I do think Cole's going to come back, and I think his grand revelations are not going to be necessarily about Louisa. I'm still sticking to my guns that something is going to go down with him and Allison. I also think it's going to be really weird. Like, now that we know that she's missing, and now that we also know that Noah and Cole together are trying to locate her.
With Anton.
It's a weird, like, creepy triangle of, like, lovers, like, chasing Allison. Because I think that Noah still is, obviously, he loves her. I do. I think that... But I still also am thinking now that maybe something's going to happen with him and Helen. I really do.
Do you think he loves her the same way Cole loves her?
No, different. Right? Different.
Who do you think loves Allison more, Cole or Noah?
No, but it's different. It's a different kind of love. It's just different.
Right.
It's great.
It's great love.
I tried my questions.
Great. I think mainly, let's just say for argument's sake, I kind of obviously I am in agreement about Ben being sketchy and him having something to do with Allison's disappearance. But I do think maybe it's a little easy. But then, you know, maybe the easy thing is sometimes the most obvious, so you don't want to think it, but then it is. Whatever. It's random for her to be missing. Like, maybe it's Ben's wife that came after her or something like that. I don't know. Oh. I can't think of why she would. Whoa. We know she's not just going to like run away because Noah's right. He wouldn't do that to Joanie. But I think maybe it could be someone else coming after her because Ben, to me, it is a little.
Brendan Fraser.
Obvious. Don't ever say that name again.
His wife, maybe. I mean, who knows? We don't know that relationship.
I don't know. Maybe. April. We don't know yet.
April with the predictions of
I him. Also think that Cole is definitely going to get himself into trouble because he just can't seem to keep himself away from trouble. The poor guy. Like, even when things are great between Louisa and him, he still just, like, messes up. It's also just like, okay, I get you're the father of her child, you were married, but you don't need to send pictures of you kissing her to your ex-wife. Like, no, that's not it. You send a picture of her, like, on the playground with her friends. Like, hey, Joanie's having a good day today. It just shows his feelings. And then Noah's part also shows his feelings. I wonder the most why Anton is involved whatsoever in the car ride.
But
I don't know.
I think it's also... Sorry, real fast. I think it's also interesting that today was the first time, at least that I recall, that Allison said that Cole was flirting with some woman on the beach the night that her son died. Mm. And I thought that that was an interesting revelation that we hadn't heard before. At least I don't recall it.
No.
But the fact either. That... So, like, Cole has this history of, like, a wandering eye for, you know, pretty things. I don't know.
And it's always been her. She's always been the cheater. We didn't know about these problems. We just know that she kind of blamed him for Gabriel's death because of whatever and whatever. But the fact that she remembers this, that's huge. You know, he's not this perfect, that we've ever thought he's perfect, but that's never been something that's kind of been brought up. It's always been she was the cheater. But clearly there were these issues
maybe
beforehand.
Maybe it should just be swingers. I don't know.
It's we're getting there,
right?
Call us swingers?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Swingers edition.
2.0.
So shout out to Cherry for showing up.
Yeah! I've
always loathed her and her character. Like, I hated because she was just such a, like, she was so terrible with.
But she kept it real, though.
She kept it real, but she was just a dragon.
Yeah. A dragon.
But I will say, seeing her when he goes out there and visits her, I was like, oh, yo, Cherry, what's up? Like, I liked her. I liked what she said. And I liked how she set up, obviously, with Cole and his walkabout. Walk it out. So him going out, you know, to Northern California to do his Thug Thizzle. She mentioned that his dad did this before he was born, was gone for 6 months, got his head together, came back, and was all good. So we see at the very end of this episode that he decides, you know, he tells Louisa, he's like, yo, what about me leaving this?
She's like, good.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a great idea. All right. Pack your bags. I'll unpack mine.
Yeah.
So
I was like, what?
Right. Which I think is interesting because, you know, initially it was like, how would you leave Joni? Because his whole thing was when she brought up, you know, about like, why would you move to, you know, where I'm from, Ecuador?
Right.
And he's like, I can't leave Joni, like, immediately.
Like, it was
no
Joni,
hesitation.
But he's going to walk it
out. He's going to walk it out. With, you know what I'm saying? It is temporary. Yeah. And
so
maybe
weird,
that's
though.
Maybe that's the saving grace because it is temporary. But I think it's going to be interesting. I do agree. I don't know which of you said it, but he's going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Going on this walkabout down in NorCal.
Walking it out.
I see him with his surfboard. But I think it's going to be interesting for him because I think he needs, for his journey, I think it's going to be important for him. And I think he's going to have a deeper appreciation for Louisa.
Ooh, okay. So you're opposite predictions.
You think he's going to come back better.
I think he's going to come back better. And I think that he's going to have a better appreciation for Louisa. And I think that this journey is going to curb him of his feelings for Allison.
That's some positive, optimistic stuff there.
Okay.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all
I'm saying.
That's all your prediction.
So that's where I'm at.
All right.
So
all right.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, and of course, there's going to be more with Ben because he's going to be a recurring thing, you know, throughout this season. So
we
will see more with him. So, yeah.
Yeah.
More to come.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, everybody in the live chat that has been dropping knowledge. And
we got a
cameo from Detective Jeffries.
Ooh, yeah.
From season 1/season 2. So that was dope. So I love how layered this show is.
Uh-huh,
so
yeah.
They're going to keep giving us layers, and they're going to keep setting the stage. So, and we're going to be here to talk about it.
I've
been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me everywhere at The Poet Saint. That's The Poet Saint. And you can check out my website, stayonthemic.com. April, where are you at?
I like that
falsetto.
I am April Wissenhant, and y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
I'm Allison Dean. You can find me at The Allison Dean. Yes, indeed.
And thank you guys very much for watching. Please remember to give us 5 stars on iTunes and to like and to comment, subscribe, all that stuff. And let's hear what your favorite meal is at the Lobster Roll.
Oh, yes!
You can find me everywhere at Nadine Della Pella. We'll see you next week.
Yes.
Bye.
And happy birthday to the Eames.
And our favorite glass of wine, whatever that is.
Yes. Until next week, we'll see you. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.